Hello, I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. There are growing fears a ceasefire between Russia and Georgia may be more fragile than ever. Georgia's president says Russian troops have ignored the truce and continue to push well beyond South Ossetia. President Bush is now taking action, canceling his planned trip to his Texas ranch to monitor the situation from the White House. Earlier, he announced he will send Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to meet with French President Nicolas Sarkozy. The president also says a massive humanitarian effort is already in progress to help people displaced by the fighting. A British journalist and 8 pro-Tibet activists were detained by communist Chinese authorities during a protest near one of the Olympic venues. The activists unfurled banners with pro-Tibet messages at a cultural museum. Police detained reporter John Ray of ITN for about half an hour. He says he was manhandled and thrown into a van even after he tried to tell them he was a journalist. Police say the government plans to deport the 8 protesters, 7 of whom are from the U.S. and 1 is from Japan. On the campaign trail today, Republican candidate John McCain campaigns in the battleground state of Michigan. McCain holds a fundraiser this afternoon and then tours an aerospace and defense company. He has 2 more fundraisers this evening. Democrat Barack Obama managed to squeeze in a fundraising during his Hawaii vacation. According to the Associated Press, Obama took in $1.3 million at the sold-out event. Well, things are smoky today inside one building at the California headquarters of computer maker Apple. A fire burned the second floor and roof late last night. Nobody was hurt, and firefighters had things under control by early this morning. While the fire wasn't very big, officials say there is a lot of smoke damage. Fewer Americans are on the road this summer, and gas prices are likely a reason why. A Federal Highway report shows Americans drove about 12 billion fewer miles this June compared to a year ago. The 4.7% decline came just as gas prices were peaking. The Transportation Department says it's possible Americans may pick up their driving in reaction to 27 straight days of declining gas prices. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Do stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.